Resurfacing begins Monday on DA Big Lane Road in Vidalia. In addition, surveying will start next week for sidewalks linking schools on Concordia Avenue and the high school to the shopping center on Carter Street. The Louisiana Public Service Commission will not require Meta to provide exact numbers on how many people will work at the AI data center in Richland Parish and how much energy it will use.
How many jobs is the data center actually going to create on a permanent basis?
The PSC heard from several members of the public demanding this information after an administrative judge recommended job numbers and energy usage should be made public. PSC Commissioner Jean-Paul Cousin says Meta has said it will employ 1,000 people.
I think what you're looking for is more granular data.
Meta has also said it will pay for its power needs. On a 3-1 vote, the PSC voted to override the judge's recommendation. I'm Jeff Palermo.
President Donald Trump is considering changing Head Start programs. State lawmakers are speaking out about the potential impacts it could have in Mississippi. Head Start serves more than 18,000 Mississippi children. But now the Trump administration's proposal could put that number at risk. Head Start, a federally funded program, provides early education and support services for low-income children. Sweeping changes could shift authority to states and local providers. Officials estimate the changes could save the federal government more than $2 billion. A former police officer who was allegedly plotting a mass shooting at Jazz Fest earlier this year quietly had the charges against him dropped back in June. A grand jury in Louisiana declined to indict 45-year-old Christopher Gillum for terrorizing after he was found at a Florida hotel in April with a handgun and several rounds of ammunition. Loyola University law professor Dane Cialino says a grand jury proceeding is not a trial.
A refusal of a grand jury to return a true bill of indictment essentially says that there was no probable cause. There was not enough evidence for a reasonable person to believe that this man committed the crime of terrorizing.
Gillum had been held without bond but was released on June 30th after the attorney general dropped the charges against him. The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is at 18 point news, sports, and weather anytime. And listenupyall.com.